The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward.
Morning, morning, morning.
Here she comes. The princess with her princess. They're coming, right? Then I'll wait for a moment. There we go, you know. Stairs. And little feet, here she comes. Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Oh, and here she comes. Yes! I am so happy to see all of you. It is such a, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a baptism day. Come on, I get excited about these. Come on, don't you get excited about baptism day? Yes, and it's your baptism. Isn't that amazing? Now, here at St. John's, this is where the baptismal font is, all right? But I've served some congregations where the baptismal font was all the way back by where folks first come into church. Right? I served another congregation where the baptismal font, here we're coming, was over here on this side. Right? I've had congregations where it moves any place we want to have it. Does it matter where the baptismal font is in your church? You're saying no. Do you think it matters? Has it got to be in just one spot? No, it really doesn't matter. Because what's important is what happens around it. In just a few minutes, little Elizabeth is going to come. And I'm going to get her head all wet 3 times in the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then she comes out of that, and then we put some oil on her head. We light a candle for her to remember things. It's all the stuff that happens around it, not where it's at. Because in this moment, we get to live what Peter said in the second reading today in the first reading in Acts, when the people say, what am I supposed to do? I'm guilty. And he says, repent and be baptized. There it is. So now, baptism, it only happens once, right? But can you remember it? Is there anything that you can do to bring your baptism back? How many of you wash your face every day? That's what happens, right? How many of you take a bath or a shower at least once a week? That's when it can happen. How many of you try to flick your sisters with water every now and again? There we are. There we are. That's when it can happen. Anytime we use water, it's just like the baptismal font. It doesn't matter where it's at in your church. It's what happens around it. Anytime you use water, you can remember your baptism. You can reconnect to the love of God that starts here. So as you brush your teeth, as you wash your face, as you take a shower or a bath, as you jump into a swimming pool, wherever it's at, God's love goes with you no matter where you're at. And that is one of the great blessings of baptism. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the gifts of baptism. We thank you for dying with Jesus and rising with Jesus. We thank you that you claim us as your own. Help us to remember our baptisms and all of your goodness, wherever we are and whatever we do, so that we might share your love with the people around us. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thank you all. Be careful. Yes, she's off. She's much cuter when she runs than I am, so.